Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's glorious gifts for us. As we look back and think back over the past year, we think of God's glorious gifts that He's given us. Blessings that we surely didn't deserve. As we look forward in the year 2012, we also anticipate those blessings. I mean, it's a new year. Indeed, it's a new year, but thankfully, the same Jesus. Another year and you don't look a day over. One of those humorous things that people might say on a day like today. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. If you had friends or family visiting this year that you hadn't seen for a while, maybe you noticed how little or how much they changed. Now, if you had the privilege of having like a baby come to visit, or you visited, or a toddler, and you hadn't seen them for a while, isn't it amazing how much they change? They grow up so fast. But it seems there comes a time when you reach a certain age when the change isn't so exciting anymore and you don't look forward to it. Well, Jesus, as He went through the various stages of human growth from baby to a young man, He did change. But at the same time, Jesus is always the same. For the writer to the Hebrews tells us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. He always is who He is, no matter how far back you go in time, even before time, or how many Happy New Year's is going to be in the future. And even if and when time as we know it ceases to exist, Jesus Christ will be the same. And that's just not some kind of a New Testament, newfangled idea. It was true in the Old Testament also. We read from Malachi 3:6, I, the Lord, do not change, so you descendants of Jacob are not destroyed. I mean, He made a promise to them, so He didn't change. The same Jesus, who is God, is this Lord of the Old Testament that does not change. The writer to the Hebrews adds in chapter 7, the Lord has sworn and will not change His mind. You are a priest forever. The same Jesus who is a priest forever is this Lord who does not change His mind. What doesn't change? Well, obviously, I said it enough times, Jesus Christ doesn't change. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Truth. Nothing changes with Jesus, absolutely nothing. You can count on Him. What doesn't change? Well, His attributes, what He's like, who He really is, never change. You can always count on Him. Not like some hunch you have about something in the future, or some lottery ticket that you're going to try to strike it rich with. Or even the stock market. Jesus Christ doesn't change. How do we know what doesn't change about Him? Well, what the Bible tells us. And it tells us this about Jesus. Here described as the Word in the beginning of the Gospel of John. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Truth, Jesus is God. He's always been God. And He created everything. Not only did Jesus create everything, He keeps everything going. Hebrews 1:3 says, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. Truth. Jesus sustains all things by His powerful word. And as John recorded in the 21st chapter, this event in Jesus' life, Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. you know that I love you. Truth. Jesus knows everything. He knows everything that we do and everything that we don't do. We hear in Matthew 28:18, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" Jesus has power and authority over anything and everything, including this, Matthew 9:6. "But you, so that you may know that the Son of Man," who is Jesus, and he's talking about himself here, "has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Jesus has the power to forgive the things that we don't do that we should, and forgive the things that we do that we shouldn't. Now that we have this idea about the sameness of Jesus, what does it have to do with you and me in this new year that we just have begun, and into every day of the future of that? Let's look at the good and the bad of the same, this Jesus. What does not and never will change is Jesus' love and concern for each and every one of us. Like a parent who is concerned about their child and only wants the best for that child. Or like we might care about our brother and our sister. See, Jesus knows what can bring us harm and what can be a blessing. Sometimes the child, the teenager, the young adult, doesn't like to take the advice even of those who love them and care about them. But in time, they learn by their own actions, or maybe by the actions of others. They learn the wisdom of following the advice given, and thus living up to the expectations of those who love them the most. Let's look at a summary then, a summary list of some of the expectations from the one who truly knows what is best for each one of us and loves us dearly. That's Jesus. Remembering Jesus' expectations of us, which does not change. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Keep on loving each other as brothers." The expectation here is that we, Christians, are to keep on doing what we have been doing as far as the way we treat one another. Keep on loving with one another, caring about one another. Sadly, that isn't always the case, of course. In the new year 2012, resolve with Jesus' power and love to care for and care about one another. To be more tolerant of differences of opinion, your fellow Christians. And when we do not in sin, turn to Jesus. Jesus' expectation of us, which doesn't change. Hebrews goes on, "Do not forget to entertain strangers." Yes, Jesus also wants us to care about and for people that we don't even know. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to give a $20 bill to every homeless person you see at every street corner. Or open your door to just people that are walking past the neighborhood. But it doesn't mean that God would have us care for them, care about them, and see them as fellow human beings created by God, those who Jesus lived and died for, no less than us. Jesus expects us to do what we are able to do, using good common sense, of course, and keeping ourselves and our families safe. And not only care about their physical needs, but care about their most important needs. That's their spiritual need, that they may know or grow in their knowledge of Jesus Christ. And even though their situation at this time is very, very difficult, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love them and have a plan to bless them, so they may know that same Savior that we do. In the year 2012, resolve then to help those in need, those around us that we see. See them, care about them, be more loving to them. And when we don't, turn to Jesus. Jesus' expectation of us, which doesn't change. The writer to the Hebrews says, remember those in prison. At the time of this writing in the early Christian church, it was not uncommon at all that Christians would be imprisoned, would be harmed, just because they were Christians, just because they expressed who they believed in. And the writer says we are to think of them, remember them. You know, and when we think we have some kinds of troubles or hardships, or something doesn't go perfect for us because maybe we expressed our faith, remember that there are those around the world who at this time are being imprisoned, are being harmed and persecuted, some even put to death because they say they believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior and trust in Him for the forgiveness of their sins and look forward to heaven. In the year 2012, resolve to pray for them and do whatever we can for them. And when we don't and sin, turn to Jesus. Jesus' expectations of us, which doesn't change. Marriage should be honored by all. Jesus, who created Adam and Eve, who brought them together for that first marriage in the Garden of Eden before sin ever entered into this world, also was questioned when he walked this earth about marriage and about divorce. And he told them and he told us, haven't you read, that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, and then he quotes Genesis 2, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. We live in a society that is so misused and corrupted. Jesus' beautiful plan for marriage and family and sexuality, to the point that even Christians, even people who profess they believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior, have fallen into Satan's trap. In the year, this new year, 2012, let us resolve with Jesus' power and love to be mindful of the weaknesses of our sinful nature, to the misuse and dangers in the area of sexuality. And when we don't and sin, turn to Jesus. Jesus' expectations of us, which doesn't change. The writer of the Hebrew continues, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content. Oh, here's another area of our lives that Satan has a heyday. But listen closely and take note that money and things are not the problem. It's the love of money and the things. It's when we love money and what money can buy more than we love Jesus. Then money and things become our God, even if we recognize it or don't recognize it. That's who we are worshiping. Money and things, necessary things, that is, of course, are gifts from God. Give thanks and worship the giver, not the gifts. When times are tough, and they have been for some people and may be in the future for us, and if we have little, give thanks and worship still the giver, not the gift. And when the economy is booming, and so is our checkbook account, then for sure, love and worship the giver, not the gift. And when we don't in sin, turn to Jesus. So as we think about that little summary of areas of expectation that Jesus has set before Christians of all time, how did you do? Did you live up to the expectations that our gracious and Lord and Savior Jesus has had for you? I know I haven't. Well, what does that mean then? What does that mean when it says we are to turn to Jesus? Well, when we do, what will we find? We'll find Jesus, who is the same. The same yesterday, today, and into the future. Into 2012, we will find a Savior who has promises for us. Jesus' promises and care of us doesn't change. The writings of the Hebrews reminds us of that. He says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Jesus, who fills the heavens and the earth, can be and promises to be by our side every day of 2012. I mean, there's good and bad in that, right? I mean, if we're doing something that Jesus doesn't want to do and we know he's right there, that's not too good. Or maybe it is good. But of course, the good is, if he is there also to remind us of the problem and there to forgive us, right? There to call us to repentance and assure us that those sins have been forgiven. I mean, he knows everything. That means he knows every sin, even the ones you keep up here, right? That you think are those secret sins that no one knows. He knows. See, Jesus lived a perfect life here on earth. Didn't mean it was easy. He was tempted in every way that we are, yet said no. And he has the power and the desire to help us say no when temptations come our way also. If we let him. If we ask him. Resolve to do that in 2012. But when we do sin and turn to him in repentance, he does not forsake us. He went to the cross for our every sin. There is no sin too minor that didn't earn us an eternity in hell. And no sin that he didn't pay for. No sin too great in our eyes or in the eyes of others that Jesus has not completely and forever paid for and taken away, yes, the punishment, but also the guilt and the shame. In 2012, resolve to constantly turn to Jesus. This Jesus who is the same in times of sin. Therefore, then, you can say with this same Jesus in 2012, the Lord is my helper. I'll not be afraid. Jesus is by your side every day to help you in every way. See, there's nothing too small that Jesus doesn't care about. There's nothing too large that Jesus cannot handle. Remember, he has power and authority over everything in heaven and on earth. Trusting in this Jesus in 2012, you have nothing to be afraid of. Turn those fears and those concerns over to the one who takes care of them and wants to take care of them and has promised to take care of them. Remember his promises of faith created at your baptism, a faith strengthened when you hear his word, a faith strengthened and a reminder of sins forgiven when you kneel at the altar receiving his true body and his true blood. Remember and take firm hold in this coming year of the promises, this promise also from Hebrews 7, where he says, therefore he, being Jesus, is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. We have one who represents us, one who takes our case and defends us, and one who has never lost a case. One who has promised to rescue us every day of this life and rescue us for eternity. Completely. That's our God. That's our Savior. That's the one that doesn't change. 2012. What changes are going to happen in 2012? I don't know. But you and I know the one who does. Jesus Christ, the one who is always the same, your Savior. Turn to Him, often with your sins, your troubles, with your needs, with your praise and with your worship, with your hopes and with your dreams. And receive from Him His love, His compassion, His forgiveness, each and every day. And of this you can be certain, for this one, Jesus Christ, is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.